morning, and again, welcome. Our opening words this morning are by Ella Boyer. As we create and share sacred space together, let us reflect upon what brings us here. We have all come here for different reasons, from different occasions, faced different challenges, shared different love. And yet all of our differences have led us to this space, right here, right now. Some believe we are here for a greater purpose. Others hold fast the claim of complete coincidence. Others still lie somewhere in between. There are so many differences and barriers between each individual, it would seem at times as though the odds were stacked against us becoming one whole, as we believe different things, live and experience different things, and value and hate different things. We are children of God, the children of the earth. We're fully grown adults and children here as a piece of the ongoing cycles of the universe, the children of the stars. We have different explanations and definitions to who or what or why we are. Perhaps all are right. Our revelation is not sealed. Despite all that is different, there is one thing that is certainly the same. Somehow, we are all here right now. We are growing and changing and discovering all here, all together, sharing the same sacred space we have shared for years throughout generations, constantly evolving, constantly changing. Let us continue. Let us worship together. And now we have music directors past and present lighting our chalice together, Mike and Susie. These words for chalice lighting are from Joanne Giannino. We light this chalice in honor of life's sacred dance of living and dying. May its flame remind us of those who have passed to us fragments of holiness. May it remind us that we too are participants in the dance.
Though my soul may set in darkness, it will rise in brilliant light. I have loved the stars too fondly to be fearful of the night, fearful of the night.
Though my soul may set in darkness, it will rise.
Just a few moments, we're going to be hearing Gabrielle Fauré's Requiem. A requiem is a funeral mass, or in this case, a musical composition that builds into its framework the pieces of a funeral mass. Unitarian Universalists may find the words themselves challenging as they reflect a theology that many of us do not share, particularly when it comes to words of punishment, judgment, and wrath. But while the words and structure are very traditional, it's worth understanding that in Fauré's time, what he was doing was actually very different from previous requiems. This was a piece that presented death in an uplifting tone, in music that Fauré saw as a happy deliverance rather than about fear and punishment. So as we prepare ourselves to listen to this piece, it's worth reflecting for a few moments on the meaning of death for Unitarian Universalists. What do we think happens after we are gone? What is the tone we would like for our funeral service? What words would be stated? What theology expressed? There are, of course, as many different answers as there are people in the pews, and many of us believe very different things. Some of us believe in heaven. Some of us believe in reincarnation. Some believe that we remain on the earth in spirit form. Some believe that this is the only life we are given, and others have other beliefs entirely. the first possibility that we might go to a concrete afterlife, to heaven or some other unmentionable place, although our universalist heritage tells us there is no other place than heaven, is one that a few people here probably believe in. There are many people throughout Unitarian Universalist history who've believed in some kind of concrete afterlife. I personally once did, but as my theism waned and I became more of an atheist and then an agnostic, my belief in concrete heaven evaporated with my faith. Certainly not to say it can't be possible, and I would certainly never want to argue with those of you who do believe in it, because I think it's a wonderful thing to believe in, and I wish I did. Another popular religious view is reincarnation, again a view held by many world religions, that there are probably some people here who believe that as well. It's very much a part of the belief of systems like Buddhism and Hinduism in particular. Another option is that we become ghosts and linger around this earth after we die, or become spirits and become part of this universe, this part of this world. Some religions believe that all ancestors essentially become spirits that are still present here, such as the concept of the kami in Shinto faith, or some Native American beliefs about ancestor spirits. All of these beliefs that I've mentioned so far include a belief in some sort of eternal spirit or soul that continues on after life. And the alternative is to believe that there isn't one. That nothing from beyond nature, nothing that continues on of our personality or what we might consider our energy. And when our bodies stop, we stop. Many of our humanist Unitarian Universalists would share this belief that what happens after we die is that we are dust to dust, ashes to ashes. What I believe is something a little bit different from all of these. I find that my mind now rejects the idea of finitude just as much as I have trouble grasping the infinite. I'm not a believer in heaven or of reincarnation, but I think I believe something closer to the idea that we are a spirit that roams the earth. What I think is that, like our atoms stay around and become parts of other things, our energy, our spark, stays around too and becomes part of the universe that is unfolding constantly around us. I don't know what that means exactly. I just call it becoming one with the universe, and I believe that nothing is ever lost completely. The wonderful thing about Unitarian Universalism is that we can individually believe none or any of these ideas or something else entirely, because whichever of these is true, in some sense it truly doesn't matter, because what will be, will be. What does matter for us most is this life here on Earth. And that's why in our faith, memorial services are a bit different than you find in many other faiths. Ministers in this faith are trained to do something a little bit different than ministers do in other particularly Christian traditions. In many Christian funeral or memorial services or a requiem mass, you will hear the minister or the priest talk about salvation, about heaven, about the eternal rewards of life after, of a life of faith and what happens afterwards. In a sense, you could say in those beliefs, this life meant very little. What is really important in a funeral is the hereafter, because that is eternal. Our faith handles death a little differently. Unitarian Universalists sometimes believe in universal salvation, that every person goes to heaven, but we all have that same reward. Or we sometimes believe that we become dust to dust, but we all have that same fate. So we are equals in our death, and what becomes important in our funeral services is to talk about the life that was lived, because each life is unique. And so in our memorial services, we do something different that is done in many faiths. We talk about the person who has died. We pull together the stories, the photos, the memories, the mementos, the hymns they loved, the readings that reflect their personality, the sayings they said, the values they held, and we remember them. It's a profoundly different approach to talk about humanity, not about theology, to talk about the person that was and that person's impact on the living, rather than simply quote scripture and interpret it. We are speakers for the dead, to borrow a phrase from Orson Scott Card. We, the meaning makers, give each life meaning. We tell the stories of the dead through their loves and their sorrows, their experiences, their joys and their troubles, and we shape a story. Whatever we believe about what happens after we die, what will come will come. Our faith is a this worldly faith, and our services for the dead are this worldly as well. And what may come, Our calling remains the same. Our job is to live the best lives we can, to strive to build the kingdom of heaven here on earth as soon as possible, and not waiting for our deaths for the reward to be handed to us, but working for it to happen here on this world for everyone's sake. This, the here and now, is all we know for certain. There is only the potential of what we build together. May it be so. And now, without further ado,
Thank you.
special thank you to our guests this morning, in particular to the UU Church of Wellesley Choir and their director, Susie Cartren, to our chamber orchestra, and to the FPC Choir and Mike Fitzer. That was very wonderful. I am not a minister who doesn't believe in clapping, because I think it's cathartic after that.